Welcome to The Pulse, where we delve deep into the issues and ideas that are shaping the future of education. I'm your host, Rick Cernsey, superintendent of the Putnam County School District, and each week we'll be talking to teachers, administrators, and other experts in the field about the latest trends, best practices, and most pressing concerns in education. Whether you're a teacher, a parent, or just someone who cares about education, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and let's dive into The Pulse. Welcome back to our podcast. I'm Rick Cernsey. I'm the superintendent of the Putnam County School District, and I have with me today two of my great friends and colleagues from the district office, Tanya Whitehurst and Kristen Carroll. And Tanya, introduce yourselves, give us a little background about you, and then Kristen, if you do the same. And I know we're going to talk about teacher recruitment and how we also grow our own in our school district as far as growing our own teachers. So, but before we do that, let's hear a little bit from you and what your background is and your position and so on.
I'm Tanya Whitehurst. I am the Executive Director of Human Resources for the district. I am in my 31st year of being with the district. I'm a proud product of Putnam, graduated from Palatka High a few decades ago. For me, being here was just the natural thing for me to do when I went through and planned on being a teacher, was a teacher for many years, became a school-based administrator, and then moved up into district leadership. And I can truly say that today I'm just as proud to be PCSD as I was on day one.
And I look forward to you being here till you have 41 years in. So
we'll talk about that.
Kristen?
Kristen Carroll. I'm an administrator in human resources. And so I work with the instructional staff for certification, recruitment, and retention. I am a graduate of Palatka High School, so also a product of Putnam, also a while back. And I started with the school district 28 years ago as an elementary school teacher.
Well, it's good to have both of you, and let's jump right into it. I know that, it's the spring of the year, and it's that time of the year where, you know, many districts are out recruiting and looking for new teachers coming out of college or just people that are looking to get into education. And it's more than just showing up and, hey, we have a job. It's about what can we offer that maybe other districts can't. So, Tanya, talk to us first, and I know Kristen will ask some more information about what are some of the strategies that you and Kristen and some of the other people in HR use for recruiting?
Yeah, so the first thing I want to start out with is what it means to be an educator. And to me, anyone who comes and works with the school district is truly an educator. Mm-hmm. I oftentimes tell our new employees that it doesn't matter what position you're in or what responsibilities you have with the district, you are an educator to our students, mm-hmm. and you impact them daily.
Well said.
And there's no other profession, there's no other place that you can work other than a school district where you have that kind of impact. Mm-hmm. So we want people to know that, and we want people to understand the importance of being in a school district and how that truly gives back to the community in a way that no other job can do.
You could be a bus driver and still have an impact on kids.
That is correct. Yep. It doesn't matter. And so we really try to make that point very strongly when we talk to potential employers, our employees, and even when they come in and they're onboarding with us, we want that message to be mm-hmm. very strong to them. One of the things with recruitment, especially with us being a smaller district, and we are, our geographic location, we're surrounded by some larger districts, which that's one of the great things about being in Putnam County. A lot of times when we go to other places, we're not really known. Mm-hmm. And so we had to make sure that because we truly believe that one of the big things about being in our district is we want people to know that they belong here. Mm-hmm. And we want to make connections with every single person that we bring in. So we knew that we had to figure out how to make ourselves known. And so over the last, I would say, 3 or 4 years, Kristen with her recruitment efforts has truly done an amazing job of that. And every year she figures out some other way of getting our name out there for people to know, hey, this is the place to come work.
That's great. Kristen, and I've seen you in action. You definitely have a knack for recruiting and really sharing what we can offer. So what are some other strategies we use in recruiting teachers and employees?
So I will piggyback off on what Tanya was saying, is that making that connection. And one of the things that we've learned over the several years in all of the initiatives that we have is that we do need to, people do need to know that Putnam County is here and how wonderful it is. And we have so many people moving into Florida now, and they may know the bigger cities. You know, oh, we know Jacksonville's here, Daytona's here, St. Augustine's here. And so one of the initiatives was that we need to do all kinds of things so they know we exist. So that's one main thing. Again, when I say one of the initiatives, we also have to have several. There's several things that we do to get our name out there and to recruit people and let them know about how wonderful we are, and that it is continual and ongoing. Mm-hmm. There is fall seasons at career fairs, yes, and there are spring seasons for college career fairs, but there are so many ways throughout the year that you just are continually recruiting people to our district and letting them know about us. So we have Florida and Georgia, we have anywhere around 10 schools that we do intern placements with. Mm-hmm. There's one way that we let these people know, hey, let's let you know about us. Come in, work in one of our schools, interns here. Mm-hmm. We get to learn about them. We can start really recruiting them, make them part of the family. So to connect with colleges to be able to have their interns, that's recruitment. Mm-hmm. And we have several colleges, again, in Florida, all over Florida and Georgia, that we go to those career fairs spring and fall when they actually have them. If there's a college around us that does not actually have any career fairs, but that I have connections with, and that's around 7, opposite of the ones we do get together, career fairs, they will advertise for us our positions when they are open, or we have great videos that we can share with them the things that we have going on here in the district that they will share and advertise to their students via email, or they have newsletters, or they have college boards. They put things out there. We've also, one of our big things is we've partnered with TPG, Cultural Exchange. And so we have some teachers coming in from the Philippines, Jamaica, India, all over different places like that. And we've hired 15 of these exchange teachers, and 3 more will be joining us next year. We then, like I could go on and on. So we then started last year some really good commercials with 3 different radio stations around our area that actually will kind of hit all kinds of different listeners, depending on the music they want to listen to. Upbeat, letting them know Putnam's out here, you want to come work for us. So that was something new that we started. We've also started Putnam County virtual career fairs because the Department of Education this year started sending out information to all of our districts in the state of Florida on people who have received a statement of eligibility that they're ready to get a certificate and teach. And so we've taken that information and reached out to those people and set up twice monthly virtual fairs so we can really extend out in the state of Florida and get out there. So, of course, we start with our website and our social media. Mm-hmm. It's very important, but we've also been able to do takeovers of colleges like USF, the Sarasota campus, of their social media. We just try everything that we can to get the message out there. And again, it's continual. It's ongoing. It's several colleges around the state and the state of Georgia, but it's also many other initiatives, which I
would imagine about. If I was a graduate coming out of a college and I was 21 years old, there might be some things about this community that I would also be interested in knowing about. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think people that age probably are looking for what are some things my family and I can do after hours. What are some things you share about Putnam County that might be attractive for a new applicant?
So anytime I reach out to someone or I meet someone new, or I've had people that are calling now from other states wanting to know how they can come teach in Florida that are coming down, we have videos of our county that I send to them, a video of like our support program that we have in place, our new teacher mentor program. and just video that we have of just our school district in general.
Mm-hmm.
And so that they can watch and hear and learn about what we have going on. So that's always sent to anyone I can get a contact, that I can get contact information from. It was also on our webpage as well.
And I know we have many contacts with local real estate places and about housing. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a lot of things you can do after hours. You know, we're having a pretty vibrant downtown in Palatka.
Yes.
You know, things they can do after hours. We're 2 hours from Disney World.
Yes.
We're 30 minutes from the beach. Right. And if you like to fish, we're right on the St. John's River, which is the bass capital of the world.
There you go.
So there are so many things to offer here. And we have a wonderful highway system where you can drive in less than an hour.
Yes.
To Jacksonville, Gainesville, Daytona Beach, St. Augustine. So this is really the heart of Northeast Florida. And, you know, we just love to have you come here and not only to teach for us, but to be part of our community.
Yeah.
Because you can really, this community will reach out and really just love you and make you a part of that community.
It's important that you show them, give them the big picture,
yes.
Right? Not just our school district, what we have here to provide, but as was saying, those videos about like what's all around us and what we have.
Mm-hmm.
I have a great video that we put together and what's here for them to enjoy and all the benefits of this county and then the surrounding areas really sells it.
And our district also is very competitive pay-wise, but the one thing I've pointed out before is we offer support for new teachers mm-hmm. like no other district.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tanya?
Yeah, I was just going to say, because of our location, and because we are so centrally located between many of the bigger cities, and I know I have young adult children myself, and there's, you know, a couple of them like to live or like to experience the city life, but the importance of the family community that we have,
mm-hmm.
and that is why it's so important for them to understand that being here in a smaller community offers you something that you're not going to get in a larger area, in a larger district. You can go have fun out there. You can have fun here in Putnam County, but you can still drive to other mm-hmm. places. But being here, where you're going to be surrounded by people that you actually know,
mm-hmm.
people that is going to know you by name and not just, oh, you're an employee. No, you are a person.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of our biggest influences on recruiting is that when we are out there, they see a personal connection with mm-hmm. us. They make a personal connection and we follow up and make sure that we're going to make that connection with them as well.
Well, case in point, I know we had a new teacher a couple of years ago that, you know, started here, had a wonderful experience, but because of, you know, his circumstances, he moved off to a different state, different community.
It happens.
And then he, and again, I won't mention him by name, but he came back here because he misses so much. So you made a good point there. And let's talk about, not only are we recruiting new teachers out of college, we also recruit maybe some of those midlife people who maybe want a career change or raise their kids. Now they want to come back to teaching. And again, we can talk to you about that as well. But I do want to talk a minute about our Grow Your Own program, that we have many people right here in our district that are working in our schools that have committed to live here that will make and have made wonderful impacts in the classroom through our Grow Your Own. Tanya, can you elaborate?
Yeah, I'm really, this is one of the programs that I'm very excited about. We had one of our colleges that has partnered with us for many years, came to us in 2019 and rolled out a program that they had been doing in another district. It was called Paras to Pros, meaning your current paraprofessionals who may have an AA degree and they want to be a teacher, but they never had the opportunity to do that for whatever reason, whatever life situation kept them from doing that. So we started with that in 2019. Our first cohort had nine, and they went through that cohort, and 2 years later, even through COVID, they stuck through it, even through COVID and the pandemic, and seven of those nine graduated in 2021, and they became teachers with us.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole idea is we are growing our own. And one of the things that happened was we realized that many of our paraprofessionals wanted to be a part of that program, but the barrier was they didn't have an AA degree or they didn't have the 60 hours. So that college changed up what they were doing. And at the same time, I started reaching out to our local college, and they've come on board now. And we have another university that has come on board. So we have three partnerships right now and one of them is fully online. One of them is more of like a hybrid. And so there's many different paths mm-hmm. that they can get there. But we target any paraprofessional or even non-instructional person. And we have the last informational session we had a couple of cafeteria school food service workers who were really interested in, maybe it's not being a teacher, but they would just like to get some college experience. So that's the whole idea with Grow Your Own.
We actually had a high school senior in that meeting, too.
Yes, we did. And
who evidently had their AA through the early...
Well, she is close. Mm-hmm. But again, they don't have to have that requirement anymore. They can start wherever they are at.
That's great.
And we're going to work with them with those colleges to figure out what the best path is and what is it that they want to do. So since 2019, if I go ahead and count the ones that are finishing up this year, we will be right at 20 graduates through this program,
amazing.
Which excites me because that means that's 20 teachers that are now teaching in our classroom or will be in the fall. And that were paraprofessionals here, they were already a part of the community. They're not going anywhere. Right. So we recruited and retained all at the same time right there when we did that. And over the last couple of years, we've actually hired paraprofessionals mm-hmm. specifically because they heard about this program mm-hmm. and they wanted to know more the day that they came in for their onboarding. So that is definitely a recruitment effort. And we're just, it's not just about our teachers. We are providing something for our employees that is making their life better. I'll never forget the conversation I had with one of them that was a paraprofessional for a long time. And I said, do you realize that when you finish this program, your life is going to change because you are going to more than double your salary
mm-hmm.
just by completing this program and sticking with it. And that person is doing a great job in the classroom and is very grateful.
And
for
actually,
that.
I don't know if you mentioned it, but the cost is minimal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We pay for the books.
Yes, sir.
And I know they really try to find a lot of financial aid.
Yes.
So there may
yes.
be some cost, but it's very minimal if you were out there going to right. the college by yourself.
Right. It is. They are responsible for tuition. But again, all of the colleges that we're working with either have a reduced tuition, they give them a discount. And then we provide textbooks or we reimburse them for textbooks if it's something that we don't have. We try to keep a pretty good library in human resources. But if we don't have that, we just ask them to get it and they turn in a receipt and we reimburse them. So if you've been in college lately, textbooks are crazy expensive. So that right there is a huge burden that we have taken off of them, a barrier that they do not have to worry about.
And it's a paid internship.
Yes.
Right. That's
yes.
another big thing.
Yes.
You don't have to go and leave.
Correct.
Right.
So that's
correct.
That's another right. huge advantage. Mm-hmm. So.
And it's important that they understand that there's some things that they have to agree to.
Mm-hmm.
So we have an intent to enroll agreement. And so you can't just be enrolled in a college somewhere else and then get to your internship and think that you're going to be a part of it. You really have to come in from the beginning and we have to work with you on what that looks like, and then you get to your internship, even your practicums, when you're just doing a few hours a week. We mm-hmm. work it out to where they're getting to do that in the classroom that most of them are already mm-hmm. working in. So it's a great partnership with our colleges, and it's one of the best things that I see that we've done for our employees in a long time.
Well, the other thing is I was an instructional assistant 2 years before I became a teacher, and the good thing about that is I already had a head start in the retirement system.
That's correct.
Those years counted. So.
That's right.
Well, we do what we can. I wanted to bring this up. We were talking about saving money with our teachers that come in that are on a temporary certificate that will have college course requirements from the state of Florida. So we partner with our consortium here, and they are in a state-approved program.
Mm-hmm.
And those courses that can be anywhere from 9 to 15 extra college courses,
mm-hmm.
they can go through that state-approved program for free.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So those are for our teachers on a temporary certificate. So we do what we can to try to take that burden off of our employees.
And we provide test prep for them. So, I mean, we are truly giving them so much support.
Yes.
But again, it's such a return on investment.
Certainly.
Because our retention rate across the district, not even just with our teachers, our retention rate has truly increased over the last couple of years. And I truly believe a lot of that is the culture that we have really been working on and building in all of our departments district-wide, and not just for teachers but for all employees.
Well, as a matter of fact, we have made a very deliberate effort to improve and to sustain that culture in the schools. We actually, in our calendar, we provide an early release day once a month, strictly for school administrators to work with their staff to help build that culture.
That's right.
And they've done things like they've gone bowling, they've done scavenger hunts, but the idea is to help teachers feel a part of that school.
Right.
So,
I was just going to say, and to let people know who we are, and I appreciate as the recruiter, I'm going to add that on my list, podcasts. I appreciate as the recruiter of these podcasts because it does let the community, not just our community, but people surrounding us, and we can share these with other people, all of the things that we have here to offer for the Putnam County School District. And so I appreciate these very much, again, as I said, as the recruiter.
So as we conclude today, any final thoughts that things that you want to bring out about our recruitment effort, and how, if anybody is interested in talking, what are some things they or who could they talk to?
So I just want to say that you do want to come work for the Putnam County School District. Come work for us. We always say you'll love it here. That's just where I want to end off. I again have been here for 28 years, and putting our number up there, putting our information up there. We always are open to any phone calls, emails, to give you any information you may need to help your transition into this wonderful school district to go much easier. That's what we're here for.
Thank you, Kristen. Tanya?
Yeah, I would just like to say I just truly believe that when you make the decision to come join us, because I know you will, you are immediately going to feel a sense of belonging. And that is really what we want, because we know that when our adults feel the sense of belonging, then our students are going to feel that way too. And we are truly in a student business. That is everything that we do. I try to keep in mind is that it is going to have an impact on our students one way or another.
And, you know, I have some of my own kids, my own personal children are teachers. And my grandchildren are coming through the system. So I have a vested effort to make that we attract the very best for our district, because it matters. And we're all in this together. So I want to thank you both for being here. And y'all are truly doing a great effort. And I just can't thank you enough for all the time y'all put into really reaching out and bringing in the best possible employees we can for our district.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So with that, we'll see you at our next broadcast.